Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, eBizQ listeners. This is Jessica Ann Mulla, Managing Editor of eBizQ. I'm in Los Angeles, California today. I'm at Empower 2010, the Laserfish Institute Conference. And with me is Michael Eklund, who is the IS Coordinator for RMS. Thanks for joining me today, Michael.
Hi there.
And you are one of the 2009 Run Smarter Awards Program winners, and I believe you are for the commercial category. Is that correct?
Yes, that is.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Now, can you tell me what RMS does?
RMS is a medical manufacturer in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We manufacture implantable devices for in your body. So, for instance, like a bone screw, a bone plate. If you were in an accident, it's products to help you. Some of it is elective, some of it isn't elective, like pacemaker components for a heart or something like that. The other part of our business is we make instrumentations or instruments to put these products into your body. And we also have another division in RMS that does electrical connectors for aerospace, for example, like Boeing.
Very good. Now, how does RMS use Laserfish?
We use Laserfish primarily for workflow. We do a lot of document management with it, a place to store our files. But our biggest need was taking a physical process that was very intuitive, needing to be upgraded just because of the fact that files would get lost. What would happen is our office people would take this physical file and move it around from place to place throughout the shop. And we have a 155,000 square foot shop with another location in Memphis, Tennessee as well. So we would lose a lot of folders. Some of these parts we would have to have 8 to 12 week lead times to make the parts. And if we lost a folder, we could lose the job. We're a contract manufacturer, so it's a job shop. We just don't make the parts repetitively unless the customer asks for it. So approximately 4.5 years ago, Laserfish was won the bid for going ahead and implementing it at RMS. And I was hired about 4 years ago to start the process of making the workflow electronic. So we started a pilot program at RMS, started in one division, and it carried on that we got everybody to buy off on the idea of duplicating the physical process but making it electronic. And now today at RMS, all of our workflows are electronic. There is no physical passing of the paperwork between departments. For example, customer service to our engineering department, engineering to quality or scheduling or purchasing team. We don't lose our data anymore. We don't miss our dates. We went from an 8 to 10 week turnaround time to get that paperwork done through all the departments, where now we're implementing a 72 hour turnaround time.
Wow. So can you tell me other ways that it's helped you?
We've been able to store our prints electronically. We make them available to the people out on the shop floor, the machinists, via web links, so they don't have to go and bug the engineers for a print or go to quality and try to reference a dimension or something like that. We're also getting into putting our IPs out on the floor from any station that can access the internal web, our internal Laserfish server. So an IP is an in-process. It's this information that has to be jotted down about every part, qualifications of the part, dimensions and whatnot. We also, one big savings was is we started to take our DHRs. DHR stands for Device History Record. We're mandated by the FDA to maintain these records forever in case, you know, if there was ever a flaw in one of the parts or something like that. That part that's implanted in your body can be traced back to the day that it was made the operator and if it was in spec or not, or if it met the customer's quality inspection process. So we actually use QuickFields to process all this information. Before, we used to send it off to an offsite facility that would scan it for us, send us back CDs, and it just cost us way too much money to keep on doing this. Sure. So our first year of implementing QuickFields for the DHR process, we figured we saved approximately $70,000. So the return on income on that project alone, you know, was quite quick. Return on income on the entire system, can't really put a figure on it. It's more of a return on the product that we were able to implement and be able to improve the processes.
That's really great to hear. How are you liking the conference? Is there anything you'd like to say about that?
Conference is great. Enjoy coming out here every year. Learn a lot from the different industry standards. Classes are great. It's really busy out here this year. A lot of people.
Yeah, I think they said attendance is up 54% from last year. So
it's amazing. Last year you could get into a class and, you know, be at the end of the class time and sneak in. This year, better be there early.
All right. Well, thanks, Michael, for taking the time out to talk today.
Thank you.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.